Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Hunt Day. Holler at your boy Wednesday on today's episode of Just In Time. We're going to be discussing COVID. And now I understand that it's a lot of people out here and it's the summertime and y'all enjoying your time. You gathering in hundreds and thousands and you're partying and you celebrating family because, you know, 2020, we was locked up for 2 years. And I'm here to tell you that we're about to be locked up again. One thing about the news outlets, they're not talking about the numbers of COVID that are going up and that these hospitals and their rooms are like pretty at capacity. And I'm just here to inform you once again this morning on this Wednesday morning about protecting yourself and just being mindful that this is a variable that have taken a lot of people's lives. I have been affected by it. My friends and my family have. So, you know, we got to take this serious. The one thing I do know for sure is that we're going to be living with this. And, you know, it's no such thing. I'm vaccine. This new variant affects everyone. The sub variants that is called B4 and B5, these variants are affecting everyone. Not just if you don't have the vaccine, they're affecting everyone, either if you got it or if you not. And it's been reported that this variant is stronger than anyone, and the spread of it is rapidly spreading amongst individuals in the communities, and once again the numbers are going up. And now I'm in the mindset of understanding that we're in the summer right now, but within 3 weeks we're gonna be in August, and then within 5 weeks in August we're gonna be in the fall and our kids are gonna be going back to school. And so I want to be able to once again inform you of the information that you need to know in order to protect your kids and also protect yourself. Number one, you're going to have to definitely settle in and stop going into big gatherings without masks. I'm just telling you, based on this, variant is very strong. It's 3 times sensitive, and they want you to be on alert. I had a friend who works in the hospital, and she was just telling me that it is ridiculous, and it's sad that our government and our media outlets don't want to talk about it because, you know, they want you to think that it's gone, or they want you to think that it's in control or under control, and it's not. And today on this morning, I'm here just to inform you not to put fear in your life. And we're going to later on in the show, we're going to have Dr. Jerry Park of MIT come on and just share some of his insights with us. And we're going to ask him some questions. So for our listeners to once again, protect yourself and be smart. So thank you once again for listening to Just In Time. I appreciate your time and effort. And at this time, once again, I want you to be mindful is that the sub-variants of COVID, we had COVID-19, the original one, and then is the next sub-variant. So we have to keep protecting ourselves in different ways. We have to make sure we take in our vitamins. We have to make sure we're drinking our fluids. We have to make sure we're getting rest. Because, see, the virus attacks weak bodies. And so if you are partying, if you are drinking, if you are heavy smoking, when that variant get around you, you go get attacked. And once again, everybody is attacked and is and affected different with these COVID-related variants. But at this time, I'm going to call Dr. Jerry Parks and just see if he can just share some insight with us. Thank you guys for listening to Just In Time. Let's give him a call.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. How you doing? This is Justin Tom, and thank you once again for agreeing to come on and just share your insight. This morning, we're talking about COVID-19 and a sub-variants such as B4 and B5. And if you don't mind, can you kind of explain or just give your insight to the people?
Sure. I would start out by saying I am a scientist, but I don't consider myself a true expert on all the complicated aspects of the virus. I try to learn as much as I can.
Yes, sir.
So my understanding, you know, we have all these different variants. We all hear about them. We all see a lot of the same news on TV or internet or social media or wherever. And so, The latest one is BA5. That's what we hear about. We've been hearing about lately. And so the way it works is this virus, you know, when it came on the scene 2.5 years ago or so, we heard, we kind of didn't know what to expect.
Yes, sir.
And we were all, you know, kind of huddling in our houses for a while and then starting to venture out a bit. And, you know, then a while later, there was the vaccine that became available. And the original vaccine, the one that we still have out there, is based on that original strain of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And so now we've had all these other strains that have come along. There was Alpha and Beta, and a really bad one was Delta. And now what we're dealing with is Omicron.
Yes,
and
sir.
So, and BA5 is a kind of a new version of Omicron that has evolved or just, you know, popped up through lots and lots of mutations. And so what's happening is the immunity that we have, that many of us have, either from vaccines or from previous infections, doesn't hold up as well anymore. So it's like, even though we may have been immune to previous variants, we aren't necessarily immune to this BA5.
Yes, sir.
And who knows what's coming down the line? You know, there may be a BA6 or something completely different. I don't know what they'll call it next, but it's just, you know, we're getting tired of dealing with it over and over and over again now for, like I said, 2.5 years. But, you know, we just have to do our best to understand it, even though there's a lot of misinformation out there and conflicting information.
Yes, sir.
And it's hard to navigate, and it just wears us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Before I get you off the phone, I really appreciate your time this morning. I just have a couple of questions, maybe around 5 or 6, that I want to just ask you just on your personal opinion.
Sure.
So number one, the question would be, will the vaccine be effective against the new variant?
Yeah, I think it is somewhat effective.
Okay.
I do know that new vaccines that are designed specifically for these BA4 or BA5 variants are being made, but they're not ready yet for the general public. And so my understanding is that the original vaccine does still help to some extent, although not as much as it would against some of the previous variants.
Okay. Thank you. My next question is, how will the variants affect efforts to curb COVID-19?
Well, it's a great question. I think that we don't know what's going to be thrown at us next. You know, these new variants just pop up from time to time. I've heard people say that viruses get weaker over time as they mutate. But that's not necessarily true. You know, sometimes if you think about the flu, some years are bad, some years are not so bad. And so COVID could be like that. We just really don't know what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, this third question. Why do people respond so differently to the virus?
Ah, that's a great question. Humans are complicated.
Yes, sir.
You know, in a lot of ways, we're the same, but we do have differences, even within family members.
Yes,
there are a lot of factors. Some of it is genetics, some of it is lifestyle, and some of it is just the way that people are cautious to try to, you know, keep themselves safe by wearing masks or so on. But Like I said, I'm not an expert in that area. It is very complicated, and you never know how it's going to hit you. That's something that a lot of people tend to overlook. They think, well, I've managed for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden they get knocked out by it. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. You know, going into the fall and understanding that the rise, I have a couple of friends who work in a local hospital, and they've been talking about how the rooms are so packed right now with COVID patient with this new variant. And how can we be proactive as far as, you know, with the school and with our kids?
Well, I would say that fortunately, kids are generally not so susceptible to severe cases of COVID.
Okay.
I can tell you my own kids just got over it a couple of weeks ago, and they both had very minor cases.
Okay.
And I didn't even get it myself, even though I was around them. So that was great. But, you know, regarding schools, I think just about everyone agrees that it's best for kids to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really helps them with their development. And the other thing to keep in mind is, you know, the cases come up and go down from time to time. But it can be more important to look at hospitalizations and then deaths.
Yes, sir.
And so deaths these days are hovering around 300 per day in the United States. And, you know, we have over, I think, 330 million in the United States. So that's, you know, that's a very small fraction.
Yes, sir.
It's not meant to diminish a loss of anybody, of course,
yes,
you know,
sir.
When it's someone that you know and care about. But, you know, it is good to keep things in perspective. And I think in general, it's best that the kids are in school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is a two-part question. And you see, I agree with you. They should be in school. But with knowing that with the BA5, some of the symptoms are runny nose, fever, coughing. Those are symptoms of having an allergy attack or just having a common cold. So how, I don't understand how the school is going to go by when it comes to, you know, is it COVID or if it's just a common cold?
You're exactly right. You know, we used to rely on testing a lot more, COVID testing. These days, we do still do that, but a lot of times people just either don't have the means or the time or whatever, and the kids and the parents don't get tested. So I think we should test as much as possible.
Okay.
But the at-home tests are not always as reliable as we would like.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, those home test results don't typically get reported. And so when we hear about the number of cases, we don't really know how many cases there are because we don't know how many people are testing positive at home.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
or not even getting tested.
Yes, sir.
So I think testing is very important, whether it's an antigen test or going to the doctor and getting a PCR test. I just want to know what I have. Is it a regular cold or do I have COVID? And if I have COVID, then I'm going to be very careful and try my best not to infect anybody else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, thank you this morning for your time. This last question I'm going to ask, and then we're going to let you go because I know you got a busy day, Dr. Parks. But will there ever be any future medicine that will be effective against any other COVID variants?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, there are a few antiviral drugs that are out there now. There's one from Pfizer, remdesivir has been around a while now, and there are a couple of others, one from Merck. But, you know, the Pfizer drug, that's the best we've got. And what I've heard from people that have taken it is it tastes terrible, tastes like eating metal.
Oh.
And a lot of people get this rebound disease, which means they take the medicine, they feel better, they test negative, And then a few days after they stop taking the medicine, they get it again and test positive again. And so that's a real problem. And anytime you take a medicine of that sort, just like the way the vaccines work, they kind of, you have this survival of the fittest, mode of the virus. If it doesn't kill it, it might make it mutate and be stronger. And so there's always the problem of drug resistance popping up. Okay. And so we need to be developing new drugs, and continue to come up with different drug candidates. And that's a long and expensive process, but
it's worth it though, right?
It does work. Yeah. And, this Pfizer drug was developed in about a year, maybe even a little less than a year. Okay. And it certainly has helped, especially people that are, really vulnerable. But you know, we'd like something kind of like Tamiflu that you can just, you find out you test positive, you just go get a prescription, you take it, and it pretty much just works.
Okay. Yes,
sir. That's what we need.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for your insight and for you sharing your information this morning to the listeners of Just in Time. I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you
very much. I enjoyed talking to you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
So you just heard Dr. Jerry Parks at MIT give us a little insight and information about the variants and how to be proactive and what we need. And so as I close this episode, once again, it's all about you. It's okay to be cool, but it's also okay to be smart. It's the summertime, people. If you go play it cool, play it smart. Protect yourself, protect your family. We're not out of this race. And I think as we go forward, it's going to be a race that we forever run. But we just got to know how to protect ourselves and how to depend on ourselves and not depend on the media. Because once again, they have different motives of why they're not sharing that the numbers are going back up. And that you just heard Dr. Jerry Park say we average around 300 deaths. But, you know, we got all these. It's a small portion, but, you know, no, it's not. Everybody and every life is important. And so let's just make sure you guys do the right thing. Thank you so much for listening to Just in Time. You be safe. Enjoy your hump day. And you know what? I'll let your boy time out.